I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. The fourth annual Holly Days at the Arcade returns this Wednesday through Friday. This annual three-day event in the Arcade's Rotunda and Tank event spaces feature holiday shopping from over 40 small businesses, food trucks, live entertainment, and other holiday surprises. Dory Watts, Director of Program Operations and Advocacy for CultureWorks, stopped by in anticipation of the busy 3 days ahead. How many years has Holly Days been taking place?
This is the fourth year for 2024. Of course, it is a recreation of the original Holly Days from back in the 80s when the arcade was much more of a community shopping mall, etc. So this is a revisiting of those days and the open into the community to allow them to come in and experience the arcade in full, upstairs, downstairs, the hub, and experience the whole holiday festivities at the same time.
What's the whole purpose behind Holly Days?
It is an opportunity for the community to experience the arcade, to see the interior, and it is a great kickoff to the holiday season. I personally feel it's my own personal kickoff to the holiday season. It's very festive. The arcade is decorated beautifully. Every year we add more decorations, more vendors, more entertainment options. It's quite popular for people to be a vendor or be an entertainer at the arcade because there are thousands of people through the door. It has grown every year. Vendors are selected very carefully to be artisan-type vendors, one-of-a-kind vendors. You will see glass blowers, you will see photographers, you will see clothing manufacturers of their own. You will see a lot of jewelry, and you will see candles and all kinds of things. So it's a pretty selective process. There will be something in there like Brixelated, which is the Lego company that does, they sell custom Lego kits you can build. They allow the children or the big kids to build as well. And they're in there every year. It's a very popular booth every year.
In addition to the shopping, there is a wonderful showcase of fantastic artists from around the area.
Yes, so CultureWorks has had the honor, and I've had the great joy of being able to book performing arts events in for Holly Days for the last 4 years. This year, CultureWorks and the Friends of the Arcade are both sponsoring the acts that are in. So I try to bring in a variety of different kinds of performers. Every day there is a dance performance, which is exceptionally popular. We bring in local pre-professional dance groups, companies. This year at South Dayton Dance Theater, the Gary Geis Theater out of Springfield, which is the first time for them. I'm very excited, as well as the Miami Valley Dance Company. We also have individual performers. Jim McCutcheon will be playing classical guitar in the lower level, and David Crean will be also performing with a small group from the Box Society.
Two stages in the Tank as well as in the Rotunda.
Yes.
So for somebody who is coming for the very first time, walk them through how they might want to plan their day.
Sure. So it happens at 3 o'clock. The doors open. At that time, vendors and food, because I should have mentioned there's a great deal of food as well as food trucks outside. So you can spend some time there. The very first performance takes place at 4:15 on the lower level. And that's, again, a variety of things. It might be a single guitarist like Jim McCutcheon. It might be the Stivers Chamber Choir, which is the first one happening for us on Wednesday. You can do your shopping upstairs and downstairs. I encourage you to experience it all. I would encourage staying to the end to see the dance performances on Wednesday and Thursday. Our final performance on Friday is the Centerville High School Chamber Orchestra, which is fantastic. You might get a little surprise here and there. Sometimes it snows in the Rotunda. You might experience that as well.
What is the one thing that Dory Watts is not going to miss at Holly Days?
I will never miss the dance performances. I love it. It's logistically very complicated because I have a large number of young dancers in a very crowded space. But I do love the performances, and they are exceptional. These pre-professional dance companies are exceptional, so I would definitely not miss them.
If people want more information, where do they go?
They certainly can go to the social media for the Dayton Arcade. That's probably the most updated information. That does list all the performers. It also will list all the vendors and food providers as well.
Again, for more information, check out the social media for the Dayton Arcade or visit arcadedayton.com. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.